Hey everybody, welcome to another thrilling episode of Data Exposed. My name is Scott Klein. I'm here. This guy needs no introduction because he's been here a number of times. And it's always awesome to have him back because
thanks,
he talks about awesome stuff.
Oh, thanks.
So, Liam, welcome back.
I'm really happy.
Yeah, so this is awesome. So you got some cool stuff to talk about.
I tell you, it's an exciting day for me today because today we are officially generally available. Our first version is available.
Woo! Raise
milestone
the roof.
For us.
Yeah,
yes, it's pretty exciting.
Azure Search generally available.
That's right.
Cool.
Yeah, so I mean, this is a big step for us because now we have a service level agreement.
Yep.
You know, it's been a long road for us. We started kind of in an interesting way. We started different than some of the other Azure services. We actually started this as part of a program within TechStars.
I remember TechStars. I actually used to drive down to Seattle and. I remember we were working with you down there on some of the TechStars type of things.
Yeah, that's right. It was great. I mean, we worked with 10 other non-Microsoft startups trying to grow it like a startup would.
Yep.
And it's been really fun kind of trying to make sure we include some of those learnings as we've been growing the service as well.
And there's some of the highest rated videos of Data Exposed are the Azure Search, because it's a phenomenal look. How do I get full text search, not just in Azure SQL Database, but across our services, right?
Yeah,
people are digging this, and especially the geospatial stuff, and this is awesome.
Yeah, and I mean that geospatial is a perfect example. That one came in specifically because of all the great customer feedback we got from this. There was, a couple of customers said they really wanted to be able to add spatial search, so we hadn't prioritized it. We moved it around, put it in, and had it in what we think is a pretty short time.
Nice.
And that's all thanks to everyone. I mean, we had amazing level of feedback, and I hope you keep doing that. Our user voice has had hundreds of pieces of feedback, and we watch it. We try to watch it really closely.
That's awesome. And so what has happened since you were last here? What's happened between that and now? Is there anything new that's been added, or kind of what are you going to show us today?
Yeah, we have a couple of cool things that we want to show. We have a bunch of new features that we've been holding back discussing until this announcement. We also finally get to talk really deeply about some of the customers that have been using us, for a long time. Autotrader.ca, a largest used car marketplace.
Yeah.
Jones Lang LaSalle is a commercial real estate. Gadrafa, which is a search engine in Albania. All using us. And Zomni. Things like that are just great stories, and I'd highly recommend, take a look, see what other people are using us for. But I think I'd love to maybe show you some of the new things that we have as well.
Let's go. This is awesome.
All right, cool. So we have a bunch of new features that I'd love to kind of highlight for you. First, I have here in just Visual Studio, one of the things that you may notice here, I probably should zoom it a little bit here for you, but we now have an Azure Search.NET SDK.
Awesome.
Yes. So this makes it so much easier for .NET developers to just go to NuGet, add a reference to Azure Search, and start programming into so much less code.
Is this installable via NuGet?
It is.
Okay, cool.
Yes, so as of today, you can right-click on References, type Azure Search, and install it, and you're done.
Awesome. Okay, cool.
Exactly.
Great.
And so, I thought I'd kind of go through some of the things that about how you use this .NET SDK.
Okay.
And then maybe show you some of the other, use this to look at some of the other new features.
Okay.
So, for example, to create an index, I just want to give you an idea of what it takes now. I mean, now, when you create the index, it's pretty simple. You just give it the type, the name, the data type, which we have, I'll type there, set the parameters, and just tell us to go and create that. So very, very few lines of code now to programmatically create your index. Similarly, if you want to do a search against your service, what you can do is you can just put them into a batch and just make a call to do it. And then what you'll see in this is that a lot of the best practices that we've learned about retrying and handling throttling will all become part of this, so that you don't even need to worry about this anymore.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So is there a sample app that people can download this that shows off how to?
Yeah, so we are slowly updating most of our samples. Okay. If you go to the AdventureWorks sample in CodePlex, that one has been updated. Okay. This one right here that I'm going to use for some of my other new feature demos, this one is TechEd Europe Sessions, and it's got a whole lot of content, and it shows some of the new features. So I'm just gonna run this while we chat and just let this go. And then what I want to do is just kind of show you some of the other capabilities.
Right, okay.
So this is just creating the index that has the session titles, the session description, presenters, things like that. And then when I go and search, I can then go and actually say, okay, I want to do a search. I want to put filter where the speaker includes Pablo. Pablo is from our team.
Yep.
One of the speakers from that.
Yep.
And then,
great session, by the way. Yeah.
Oh, great. And so then I'm just going to do a search for anything that includes the word Azure, run through that, and get the responses. And then we have them right here. So we can see here, we got a response back.
So you're searching for, to me, their filter is, you're looking for primary speakers where the speaker is Pablo.
Yep.
And then anything.
Right here.
Yeah, right. But anything that. What is the Azure part, right?
So so that's the full text search parameter that we're passing in. Sorry, I should have been more specific about that, Scott. So here is the full text search that I'm passing in.
Yep.
I mean, I could have typed Azure and then Pablo Castro and it would have been the same. The filter makes sure that it absolutely limits where only it equals this.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
So it's kind of you're narrowing it twice.
That's
is
right.
How I read this, right? First search in everything, the primary speakers where it's Pablo. Then, so you're narrowing down the search down first.
Yep.
Then you're saying, okay, within that set, look for everything that has to do with, all the documents have to do with Azure.
Exactly.
Okay.
And maybe a good way to do this is just kind of go over to Postman here and take a look at it in maybe the more normal way that we've done it in the past.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is, if we looked at this sessions here, this index that we just created,
yep.
You'll notice also now we have a new API version. This is 2015.02.28.
Okay.
This is the one where it is our GA version. It's the one that has an SLA behind it.
Okay.
And I can just do normal searches, like search for things that include the word SQL database.
Right.
And we'll get the results back. Now, the interesting thing, now, one of the new features that we have is we have something called More Like This. And so if you find a document that's interesting, a lot of times you want to find related documents. So if I find a session I like, maybe I might want to present to my users other sessions that are similar to this. Or you can think in retail, you're looking for a product.
Yeah, that's the whole, online ordering thing. Hey, you ordered this, so mm-hmm. you might like these things.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, so we can start now adding this.
Right, okay.
And it's pretty simple. All I need to do is take the ID. So for example, here is 55115,
mm-hmm.
and all I need to do is throw in More Like This, and there we go, put in that term, send it, and we're going to get the results back that are similar to this. So that SQL session that we're just looking at will bring back, as you can see, it has a number of other very similar sessions on SQL database that it found.
Wow, okay.
And the way that this works is that it looks through all of the searchable fields. It looks at the individual words, and the more unique it is, it'll give it a higher scoring. So, for example, if you think of in a course, it's it might not score the word learn very mm-hmm. high, but SQL, which might not be a very common word, would be able to highly score that. So it's going to find closer matches, which is a really, really great technique to very easily find similar content.
Yeah, that's cool. That's More Like This is new.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that gives us the ability to go, hey, I liked this. What else do you have out there that's similar to this?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And the other really big thing that I want to really focus on is multi-language. I mean, we'd had a talk on this before.
Yep.
Huge level of interest from that. We had been using the Lucene analyzers mm-hmm. to have a great implementation of multi-language. But since then, what we've done is we've now taken the Microsoft Natural Language Pack. This is the natural language that's used in Bing and Office and Windows for 50 different languages.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we've now integrated that as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so this is pretty awesome for us because not only does it allow us to support 50 languages, but we have a very deep understanding of those languages. And I'd love to show you an example, kind of how this works.
Please. That was just, it was interesting because I was just like, you know this, I was in Hong Kong, presented their tech news, and did the search, and they just, everybody went, you know, over the natural, over the multilingual stuff, right? They loved that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize how complicated this can be, especially as you know, Chinese, where it's characters and, you know, there's no spaces, and moving it on one side or the other
could
has
change
different,
completely change the meaning.
Yeah, so it's a tough thing. So you need to have a deep understanding. So why don't I just show you this. I'm going to create an index called Trails, Trails Comments. And it's just a very simple index. You'll notice when I created the index, I specified the EN Microsoft, so that's going to use the Microsoft English Analyzer.
Okay.
We have 50 other different ones that you can choose from. And that what that does is it applies that language analyzer to that field whenever you search it.
Okay.
Now, English may not be the best one to use as a demo because, you know, we don't have the characters and a lot of the other differences that are really effective in different languages, but hopefully you can get the idea. So I'm just going to load in some users' comments into here. And if we look at the comments, I just have three comments about the trail. The trail's full of mice, talking about there's no signs, so leave the bread for breadcrumbs and colorful flowers.
Right, okay.
So you'll see in a minute why I chose those words. So if I load those in, what I'm going to do is I'm now going to do a search. And in my search, I'm going to say my user is looking for colorful trails because he wants to see some flowers.
Right.
And you'll notice in here I added a U.
Yep.
Colorful.
Color.
So because we have a pretty good understanding of the language, we also found a result of colorful flowers, which is spelled without the U.
Yep.
So once again, it's so important to still be able to match that to what the user's intent is.
Yep.
And just a couple other ones, like if I want to see, I don't know why someone would want to search for mouse for a trail, but it's a good demo, and loaves.
Yep.
So I'm going to search that, and you'll notice we actually get results now for things such as, instead of mouse, we found mice. You know, in a lot, unless you use what's called a lemmatization stemmer, you're not going to get this level of clarity on the words. And similar over here, instead of loaves
found
we found loaf.
Yep.
A lot of those analyzers out there just don't have that capability. We've been working on this thing in Microsoft for 16 years, and this is one of the awesome things about search is that we can bring in tools from Bing and Microsoft Research and really enhance the search experience.
Yeah, this is great. Makes it very easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is fantastic. So now this is also available through, you can do the same thing through that SDK, correct?
That's right. So what's happening is that we've enabled this capability in our prototype API. So now we not only do we have 2015.02.28, which is our full API, but we also have the prototype version, which is 2015.02.28-preview.
Okay.
And that's where this is starting.
Yep.
That's where you can use it. And then as we solidify it, it will move into the official one.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Excellent. I think I just had a question. The Postman. So this is a great tool because you showed me this, and from a demo perspective, is this? Do you have any documentation? If people want to kind of go this route, just to kind of play with it, what's that?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually just created a page on how to use Chrome Postman with Azure Search. So if you go to our docs, you should see it within the next couple of days, if not already.
Okay. Cool.
And
excellent. Yeah, because this was. When I was walking through this with you the other day, you know, before I went out to Hong Kong, you showed me this. We walked through this, and this is a great way for people to go, look, here's what's actually happening behind the scenes, and
it is.
See what kind of so results can
visible.
I get, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you can apply that same concept to now start working with the SDK, right?
You're right.
So it's kind of a nice stepping stone into look, here's if I want to get an understanding of what's happening and how search works. This is a great way to get started, and then move into the SDK.
Absolutely. And if it's okay, I might just throw in, you know, one other new enhancement that we're pretty excited about,
because
there's so much going on here.
Yeah, there's a lot. Okay? Excellent.
So the other thing that, you know, and this was, I would say, in the top level of the feedback, was that people have asked for a crawler, you know, an idea where I have a SQL store, I have a DocumentDB store.
Yeah.
Why can't I just point to it and start indexing that content?
Yeah.
So as of today, we also have support for an indexer.
Okay.
Yeah, so not only do you can you still push your content, but when you create your index using this indexer, you can say, here's my SQL Server, my SQL Azure store, yep, my DocumentDB store, and we can automatically ingest it and on a scheduled basis check for changes. So without any coding at all, you can then tie them together and bring them in.
Yeah. Okay. So as you upload documents, and it's automatically indexed.
Automatically.
Okay.
Yes.
Sweet. Okay. Yeah.
And we're going to, I mean, those are the starting stores. We have a number of others that we've heard people have interest in, so we're just going to keep on.
So the first two right now is just Azure SQL Database and DocumentDB.
And publicly accessible SQL Server, like SQL Server and IIS.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay, yep. Okay, mm-hmm. Perfect.
Absolutely.
And is that easy to set up, or is that just the same way? And then just here, I'm creating an index, point it to there,
yeah,
to my sources?
Yeah, so there's, and in fact, maybe what we'll do is we'll do another Channel 9 video on how to do that.
Okay.
So right now it's part of the API. Very soon, this as well as the other capabilities, you'll see right from the portal. So you'll be able to just go to the Azure portal, put in your connection string, and you're done.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so that'll
be coming soon. So I can say, all right, here's my database, my Azure SQL Database. Is it to the granular level where I can say, hey, you know, I want this table indexed, or is it just the database itself? Or can I go down to the granular level of I want this table indexed?
Yeah, so not only can you do at the table level, you can also choose views, because a lot of times people will want
to combine multiple
tables. And we've actually, in SQL, one of the great things is this integrated change tracking.
Mm-hmm.
So we can very, very efficiently find out what's changed from that store without having very little impact on that system, and bring it in a very quick time frame.
Perfect. All right. So that's actually easy. Might be able to say, okay, done, right? I've just indexed this entire from database.
Yeah, I hope it'll be a lot easier for people to actually get their content in quickly and keep it in sync.
Okay, cool. Liam, this is awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
Yeah. So GA today.
Today.
Right? Great new features. If you haven't played, again, I'm sure you still want feedback.
Absolutely. Our user voice page, please visit it. Keep that feedback coming.
Perfect. All right. Liam, thanks for coming. This is great. Love having you back. So I'd love to talk about how to do the crawler indexing on another video, because I think people would like to know how to do that and how to kind of build that into their application. So
sounds great.
All right,
Scott.
Thanks much, everybody. Liam, thanks for coming, and everybody, we'll see you next time.
Thank you.